Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two, Grey's Academy, a Grey's Anatomy podcast. It is a song about something with legacy and love and when
loss
and oh, captain, my captain, something like that.
Exactly.
This is the penis episode, you guys. This is the episode about
this
penises.
Is it. This is the penis episode.
You've got your favorite hosts, Carmen and Kelsey. We're here. It's a beautiful day. We love it. And Kelsey, it is just so good to see you again. For
you
the
do.
First
it's
time in the last
so
20
I'm
seconds.
I'm going to try my best to stop eating candy. I brushed my teeth so that I won't eat more candy, so you won't have to listen to me chewing anymore in this episode. So sorry. We are going to start this episode with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! I'm a little bit muted because I don't want to yell in this hotel room, but Living in Shondaland, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland.
Oh my, that was like Bane.
Living in Shondaland.
Yeah, we don't have anybody this week.
Fuck. Shit.
You just
said
so much
effort
into
that.
But I feel like that's better because it's like we got to enjoy it so many times in replacement of the actual segment.
Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, I was annoyed, but I mean, I kind of count Debbie Allen because she does direct more. She has directed and will direct more. But she's not in any of the other Shonda shows.
And she's going to be back in Grey's again.
When?
Next episode in Grey's Anatomy. The return of the penis queen of Seattle.
Also, I will say, apparently and allegedly, this episode was advertised as the most life-changing episode of the season, which, having seen the whole season, I have to disagree. Like, literally, what is life-changing about this episode?
The dude got a
respectfully.
Penis. I think they were being literal, is what I think they were doing.
You think they were speaking medically?
Literally medically, yes.
Okay, not for any characters that we know.
Yeah, not like for us, the viewers. They're talking literal. In the Shondaland, this is the most life-changing. And they're really putting a lot of pressure on the penis, you know?
Respectfully, I would argue that an episode where someone dies would be more life-changing.
Respectfully, you're correct.
Thank you so much. I just feel like I read that that's how they put it in the trailer, and I was like, why did they bill it like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's just silliness.
Speaking of, like, the life-changing aspect, so I'm out here in Atlanta, and I don't remember how this came up, but the people that I'm talking with, they knew I do the podcast. They knew I do a Grey's podcast. And, the girl, her dogs, her dog's name are Sadie and Zola.
That's amazing.
She's like, I'm a big Grey's Anatomy fan. My dogs are named Sadie and Zola. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stop you right there. we can't talk. So we went into this whole conversation, and I told them about the bomb in the butt Dylan episode. But it also made me think about, I want to shout out Alicia, because she had sent me a video of a lady or a girl filming her parents watching the Gary Clark episode.
Oh, yeah, and I saw that too.
Yeah, and I'm like, this really is crazy. And I was like, man, I do wish, like, I love that I'm experiencing so many of these firsts. And I love that I get to do this with you. And I love that I get to do this with everyone who listens, like our Patreon subscribers, our Discord friends, our listeners, our Instagram followers who have like not yet quite taken the plunge for Patreon, which, by the way, patreon.com/Grey's Academy Pod, do it. The Discord is just off the chain all the time. But like, I'm just so grateful. Because one of the girls I was talking to today, she's like, so you don't know anything. And I'm like, no. She's like, so even for, she knew, like, she's almost all caught up to the most recent season.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I haven't even finished watching this season, and I know the big thing that happens in the season. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know anything. I'm in season 8. I just saw a dude's penis get reattached. I don't know what's coming next. I know nothing. The only spoiler, which, like, when you think about it, we're so lucky, knock on wood. Who is it?
Room service.
Room service. The only spoiler that really I had was that there was a musical episode. And even then, I didn't know what to expect. Also, I was talking
didn't
to
see two, it coming.
No, I was talking to two people who didn't like the musical episode. So I'm like, okay, I got to take your guys' opinion with a grain of salt because I fucking love that shit. So,
which is interesting because you do hate musicals.
I do hate musicals, but I love Hamilton. Hate into the woods. Hate into the woods. Anyways, so it was just funny, and I'm so grateful. More to come. Obviously,
I appreciate that you are a living and breathing billboard for this show, because you tell every single human being that you speak with about it.
But I'm so proud of it. It's fun.
It does make me so nervous though, because it's just so risky.
Yeah.
Because even I was talking with someone online recently who listens to us, but they found us more recently, so they're not up to date. So they were like, where are you in the show? And I said, oh, we're early season 8. And she was like, can you like remind me what has happened and what hasn't happened? Like, people who are in the fandom still don't necessarily know if you just drop like a timestamp of where you are. And yeah. I am just so fearful that they'll be like, oh, have you gotten to like when the aliens come down from the sky or some dumb, like, huge thing, you know? And
yeah. I do
so
also,
afraid.
Yeah, I will say, I try to do my best to preface every conversation with, listen, I'm going to talk to you about Grey's Anatomy for a second, but I need you to pause and I need you to not react, okay? And here's why. So people usually, I would say 99.999% of people are like, okay, I'm not even going to talk to you about it. I'm not going to ask you where you're at. I'm not going to do this. But like, I was able to have a conversation about Gary Clark. I talked about how I off the cuff was like, oh yeah, this is the season of the gunshot. Charles Percy's going to get shot. And they're like, yo, that's wild. And I was like, yeah, tell me about it. So anyways, but I do want to take a second before we jump into the next episode. Did you see the email from Kathleen?
Yes.
So I want to shout out this last post, and I want to shout out Kathleen. Kathleen, for any of you that don't know, is one of our Patreon patrons. Also this incredible human. She grew up near where I lived, and we were able to, she was one of those situations where it was, you know, if you see Carmen on the street, don't spoil anything. But I recently reached out to her and I was like, hey, look, you have writing skills. You've done write-ups for journals and magazines in the past, newspapers. It would mean a lot if you could write up this, you know, something for Grey's, just like for fun. And we'll use it for some way in our website potentially. And I gotta say, like, this whole thing, just was like, I was on the edge of my seat reading this. She was very, excuse me, podcast burp. So sorry. Who is it that doesn't like the burps? The podcast burps?
Jade.
So sorry. So sorry, friend. But I want to read this last paragraph here. In terms of podcast hosts, Carmen and Kelsey are as great as they come. And in terms of people, they're even better. Whether you've seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy more times than you can count, or you have 21 seasons of binging ahead of you, Grey's Academy is the perfect companion podcast. In the eternal words of Alice Gray, the carousel never stops turning. But if you need a little break from the carousel of life, turn on an episode of Grey's Academy. It'll definitely help you enjoy the ride. Kathleen, you fucking nailed this. I've read this thing like 3 times.
If I could grade a person, Kathleen would get an 800 plus million.
800 plus million. Absolutely. So grateful for you. If anyone else out there is wanting to just write about us, we like reading about it.
Carmen is a borderline narcissist, if anyone wants to just stroke his ego a little bit.
But the fun kind, you know?
And then, yeah, so great. Oh, yeah, if anyone, like, works for a magazine or, like, some kind of news outlet and wants to put us in there, that would be great also.
Oh, goodness. All right.
But, yes, thank you, Kathleen. That means a lot to us, and it will be in our website.
Remember that time you lied to me about living in Shondaland? Yeah, me too.
I didn't lie.
You liar.
Didn't lie.
No, you didn't lie. Shonda lied. Shondaland lied.
Cut medium. At least it wasn't one where there's like 80 bajillion freaking guests. Those are the ones that really get me.
Yeah. Oh, so the other big thing to talk about in this episode.
Zola. And Meredith and Derek. And Derek not going to therapy and super fucking needing it.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the episode, Meredith is like going through Zola's clothes. And Derek's like, oh, I'll take down the crib. And she's like, no, I'm just like going through this stuff so that when like she's going to be bigger when we get her back, and so she won't fit in this stuff anymore. And he's like, we're not getting her back. I'm a negative Nancy. Blurpa-da-derpa-der. And she's like, just like folding the clothes helps. And so then he just like throws the clothes and leaves because he's not being nice.
He doesn't even give it a chance. He picks up one.
He's making no effort.
No effort. And sweet Meredith is just being so kind and so beautiful and so brave. And Derek's just
so
being
patient.
So poopy and so doopy and so gloomy and goopy.
So accurate. Yeah, it's frustrating. He's clearly upset. And I'm not like, that's not invalid. Like they both should and are still upset. And that rightfully so. They're in this like limbo. They don't know what's going to happen. They can do nothing but wait. Like there's nothing they can do to like help anything. They just have to wait, which would be very frustrating.
However, at the same time,
Meredith is not helpful.
At the same time, just like Derek, chill your fucking booty, dude.
Like he's making no effort to be there for her in any way. He's like, I'm just mad, and it is because of you that I am mad.
Yeah, let's not forget that the reason that we're in this is because you, Derek, wanted to cure Alzheimer's. You
that's
selfish,
really who's at fault, though.
You selfish dick.
He's like, I'm curing your disease, and now I'm mad at you. I do hate him. It's fine.
Yeah, and he just storms away. Like, bro, just grow up. Also, here's the thing you gotta remember. I am not anti-Derek, okay? But times like this, I'm like, can you just be a little bit more pro-Meredith? Could you be there for your wife? She's the one who had all this guilt also about being infertile. She had a miscarriage. She has a hostile uterus is what I meant. Not infertile. She's a hostile uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she did the most motherly worst decision that you could ever make in this scenario. with a good intention, a panicked good intention. Can we look at that for a second, Derek? Or can we just stop shitting on your wife, please?
He simply can't.
He simply cannot. He said, I woke up today and I chose shitting on my wife, and not in the good way.
So true.
We're not kink. We don't kink shame on this podcast.
Oh, sorry, I'm cold. Okay. So, yeah, again, like, they're both right to be feeling all the feelings that they have.
Yes.
But he's
yes.
just being so mean to her about it. And it's just like, just stop. Like, what, where are you? And it's like, he used the goddamn post-it. He's like, well, I said I wouldn't leave, so I'm going to stay and just be a turd. Like, I don't understand. There's no effort.
No.
There's no effort from this man. So it's very frustrating. And then later when he's talking to Owen, he's like, I just can't forgive her. Like, every time I think I'm gonna, I just don't. I'm like, that feels like a you problem, but okay.
Also, if Owen Hunt is your therapist in the hallway, you've made life decisions that I can't even begin to explain to you how they're wrong. You just need to trust me.
It's just, there is probably no worse option.
I'm just like, and it's not even therapy. Owen's just like, yeah, man, they make it so hard. Oh, those girls.
Yes. Oh my God. That scene made me so mad. He's like, ugh, they make it so hard for us. Perfect men who've never done anything wrong. Mm. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Owen Hunt, men's right activist.
Straight white men lives matter.
No, thank you.
Owen is for sure an all lives matter kind of guy. Owen's for sure a stop the steal kind of guy. Owen's for sure a we stand with the police blue lives matter kind of guy.
Cute.
I'm sorry. Listen.
Maybe he got vaccinated though.
No. He believes in polio for all.
No discrimination. Polio's for everyone.
Stop. You gotta stop. This is not a political podcast. It's a safe space even for Owen Hunts, the Owen Hunts of the world.
Medium. Except for actual Owen Hunt, who I hate. So, comes to the hospital.
You know, you and Jessica just make it so hard for me and Michael. To...
Just so hard for you by, like, being the people, the exact people you married. Yeah, Zola comes. So that's the page Alex gets earlier in the episode is because Zola comes to the hospital because she has a bowel obstruction.
Yeah.
Which is somehow related to a shunt in her brain.
I also was having a hard time.
Oh, you know what? It was probably in her spine. Because she has spina bifida.
It's something. There's
unclear.
A shunt somewhere.
It's unclear to me. She had two seizures. Bowels were compressing her. No, I mean, the bowels are compressing the shunt. So it's clearly not in her brain.
Well, some of us do have bowels in our brains.
You do have a butthole for a brain.
I have nothing to say back.
No response for that one.
I have no words.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So they have to. They're not supposed to tell Derek and Meredith, which makes sense.
And Janet is very clear.
Yes, there's no gray area about it. She's like, you can't tell them. It will be bad. Like, it will actually potentially endanger the adoption more if you tell them.
Which I will say, if I'm looking at this from the outside, it sounds like the adoption is not off the table. It sounds like there's like a green light somewhere that we're trying to get, and we'll get to that end scene later. But like Alex and Arizona are in the room when this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because they're her doctors. They treated her before. I mean, Derek also did, but like, they are the primary, like, pediatricians. And so they say they're not going to tell them because Janet said so, and like it could put the adoption in jeopardy and they're not supposed to know, blah, blah, all the stuff. Then Alex pages Christina and is like, we can't tell them. Janet said it could put the adoption in jeopardy. And Christina's like, okay, then we won't tell them. And Alex is like, that's your choice. Okay, I agree. And Christina's like, you called me down here to like take responsibility for a choice you made. Like, how small are your balls? And he's like, really fucking small. Like, this is my fault. They're really small.
You know, it's nice to see some accountability from a man on this show.
I love it. I love some self-awareness.
Yeah. He says, like, look, the last, like she didn't talk to me for 4 weeks, bro.
Yeah.
This is intense. But the way that they got there to that, when he's like, I need you to make this decision, and I'm going to convince you that it's your idea. Like,
like she's not going to immediately see through it.
Right. That was so funny. Great. Like, it's very well-written scene. And I think it's times like these that the writers have to kind of sprinkle in and remind us. They're actually friends with Alex. Like, we're meant to like Alex still.
Yeah. And then they, like, immediately get called because Zola's having another seizure. And so they're like, oh, we're going to tell them. And they're like, yeah, we got to tell them. So we don't see the scene where they tell them. We just see them, like, immediately after finding out. And Derek is upset because he's like, I must have done something wrong with the shunt. And Meredith is upset because she's like, my baby is ill. And I'm upset because I can't see her. And so Owen comes in because everyone's yelling. And Derek, like, wants to treat her. And Arizona's like, you literally, like, we have to make sure Janet doesn't know that you guys know that she's here. And then he bullies Alex into telling him where she is because he knows that Alex feels like immense guilt for this, just like he knows Meredith feels immense guilt for this. And he's just going to take advantage of every person who feels guilty. And so Alex tells him, and he like tries to run over to see her or whatever. And Meredith is like, it's all my fault, Derek. Just don't go. Just don't fucking go.
I hate this scene so much.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Meredith, it's not as simple as saying, what does she say? Like,
it's, I mean, like we don't have her because of, oh, yes.
Oh, no, Derek is like, we should have been there. And she's like, I know, like, that's all my fault.
Yeah, he's like, if she had been with us, we would have caught it sooner or something. And Meredith is like, yeah, and she wasn't because of me.
I get that she can beat herself up and she's like, I'll never if there's a prayer of us getting her back, we need to be patient. Arizona has a plan. Mm-hmm. Like, Derek needs to calm the fuck down. All this, I get it. But like, Meredith, it's not all your fault. You made a decision.
Yeah, but when you have like Derek fucking acting the way he's been acting, like, what else is she going to think?
It's tough. They need a divorce.
They need therapy at the minimum.
Therapy at least at the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. So
that's the scene when Owen goes to him, which at first I'm like, oh man, Owen, good guy Owen is coming in there.
They're
like,
friends. They were friends last episode. They're friends again.
They built a deck. They're still building decks. And then he's like, well, Owen goes to Derek and says, the only advice I have for you is me throwing
poor
the two-
us. Our wives suck.
Yeah. My advice is throwing our two women that we love, quote unquote, under the bus.
Also, earlier in the morning, he was fucking Christina on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
How hard is it really, Owen?
Yeah. Well,
I know. It's something's hard.
Yeah. When she's like cracking eggs and he's got egg bites and it's with her left hand and he's like,
man, nothing turns me on like eating an eggshell.
I'm not trying to eat eggs. I'm trying to eat poon.
Nice. I also only use one hand.
I also can. I think he was talking about undoing a bra with one hand, is what I think he was.
Maybe.
I think it's implied. So that's why I'm having a hard time. Like, unless there's dudes out there who are using both hands at the same time, like to get all
stop,
up in there.
Stop! I stop doing the motion. You guys, thank God, it's an audio podcast that no one else had to see that.
Oh, this is going online.
You don't say that. Anyways, so yes, I don't agree or like Owen at all, shockingly. And then so they do the surgery. We get some more really good eye acting from Alex in Arizona, because Arizona's mad that he told them, but he's like, you should understand, because like legally you don't have any rights with Sophia, but like you're still her parent, and like what if it was, you know, a situation like that? And she's like, mind your fucking business, you don't know what you're talking about. But I will say, like, her feelings I think are hurt by this, but I don't think he was saying it to hurt her feelings. I think truly he was like, how do you not understand? Like, this is clearly the same thing.
Yeah,
like you of all people should understand, because you have a very like similar situation of like legalities to this child that like is your baby.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where I don't think anything he could have said about Sophia would have been received well,
right?
But yeah, he has a point. We even
I don't
see
think
it
he's
at the
in
party.
Like I don't think he's being
no
his
he's
intentions
trying to
are
be
pure.
Relatable. He's trying yeah. to be relatable. Yeah.
But yeah, at the dinner party, we see her like kind of. She's like, oh, like she kind of does take a step back and look at it from that perspective. And she's like, oh, like luckily, you know, she's in a very different situation where there's like minimal risk of her not having that access to her baby. But because he now like makes the point and then this other scenario is happening, she's like, I want to be proactive about this. I don't want to wait until there's a situation. Like I want to already have this taken care of, which is very valid.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We missed a scene right before that where, so Meredith and Christina, they're outside the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And for a moment there, I think
oh, yeah.
Derek was going to like be good. He brings her some water.
Yeah.
Christina's doing like the left-handed single. Yeah, she's doing the left-handed single tie. And
they keep saying left-handed single-handed tie and using both hands. So it's very confusing to me because I don't understand.
I don't either. But Christina's trying to do it. She can't get it. Meredith is like, oh, let me see that. Bom, 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 bom. Does it. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
How did you? And Meredith's starting to give Christina that, like, no, you're too tight. But Derek comes out. He gives Meredith the water. And I'm like, okay, peace offering. All right, peace. Peace be mm-hmm. with you. And takes the thing out of Christina's hand. Doesn't even, like, ask her. And just starts doing it. Boom, boom, boom. And Christina gives, like, I fucking hate you guys. Like, what is
you guys
happening?
Both are sucking.
Yeah. That scene was so funny.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the writing on this scene here too, because we are force fed how great Christina is at surgery all the time. Mm-hmm. We really aren't given that about Meredith. Derek, we get it. We get like Derek is this world renowned neuro guy, whatever. But like times like that, I really like that they make Christina seem human, and Meredith kind of gets her like a low key kind of like, not that she's better, not that either one of the are better than the other, mm-hmm. but like, don't sleep on Meredith's skills. And I like yeah. that they pepper that in every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. And they also put that scene in there too. Like it's kind of an inconsequential scene, but then later it comes back up when Christina is with Zola and she's like, you have no idea. Like your parents are so talented and like, it's, you're going to be so talented. Like it's just so natural for both of them. And like, and part of the reason that's in there is so that she can talk to the baby and Owen can be like, ugh, I'm so mad that you're good with babies, but you don't want to have mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to go to the party because you're pissing me off by being a good person.
Yeah, that one sucks. That one sucks, Owen. You're not, that's not good. You're not, I'm not on your side for this one.
Yeah. So, and then Christina calls Derek and Meredith and they sing her their night-night song of Itsy Bitsy Spider. And it's very cute. Zola's fit. It's a cute fucking baby.
And they're how are people who are that attractive so terrible at singing? They are millionaire actors. They couldn't take a couple of singing classes. They're terrible.
You're mean. You're being mean. It's a children's song. It's in the public domain. It probably is not even written in a key.
But neither of them are singing the same key.
It's a children's song. They need not.
I'll tell you what.
It's the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Here's what I thought was going to happen in that scene. They were going to sing, and Christina had them on speakerphone, and they was going to pan to Janet in the background, being like, damn, they do love Zola. And they'd be like, all right, you know what, Christina, you've convinced me. They're going to get Zola. But Janet was not in the room.
No, but it was so sad when she saw them on the elevator, and Meredith had obviously been like sobbing. Oh, also when they come in and tell Meredith that Zola's okay, and then she sobs hysterically. Ooh. And Derek, Christina's like, I'll stay with her. Like, you guys, I'll call you, so don't call me. Like, and Derek does actually kind of comfort her a little bit in that scene.
Yeah. That's the part that I, even going back to their conversation with Owen, when he says, mm-hmm. I know I should be with Meredith, but this is all her fault. Every time I start to forgive her, she like does some stupid shit, or all I see is like, shut up, bro. Just love your wife. It's not that hard.
Yeah, man.
And then I see scenes like that where he's like doing something so simple as bringing her a water outside, putting your hand on her shoulder, like her back.
Yeah.
It's sad. But yeah, when you see them in the end and they're coming out of the elevator and Janet sees them and she immediately is like, you fuckers, you know. And then she's like, oh, you know. And look at you. You're together. Clearly
and
this is affecting
upset.
You. Upset.
And also you didn't do anything wrong.
So like, yeah, you didn't intervene. You didn't get involved. You didn't do the surgery. You guys stayed away.
Yeah.
So, official prediction, Zola will go to Derek and Meredith.
When? This is the fifth episode.
By the seventh episode. Seventh episode, Zola will be a Shepherd Gray. Shepherd hyphen Gray.
She's so cute.
Very cute. You know what else is cute? Capitalism.
Oh, a word from these sponsors.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And we are back.
And we're back.
I wasn't sure if you were going to do it, so I'm glad we both, just be safe. All right. What else we got?
Anything?
Did we have anything else about Zola in general?
Just saying she's cute.
And Olin. Owen and Christina and Zola and Alex and Arizona.
I don't think there was anything specifically on those storylines that we haven't touched. I do just want to bring back that dinner party one more time. So Henry's there.
Then we do see the dinner party.
Yes. Bailey's clearly sad. Christina doesn't show. Bailey lies about Eli. Alone. Arizona does show. Anytime I see Callie and Arizona together, it's just so cute and I love it. I know.
We didn't get a lot of Callie in this episode.
No. No.
I don't know what was going on. We saw her like at the beginning and then at the very end, and that was pretty much it. Yeah. But yeah, and then they have the really nice scene where Arizona's like, I want this paper. We always say we're going to do it. We haven't actually done it. Like, I'm her mom. Like, I'm her mama. She knows me. I know her. Like, she's my baby. I want this paper. And Callie's like, you're right. We'll get you you are her mom, and we're going to get you that paper. Like, there's no questioning it. There's no like, oh, we'll do it when we do it. She's just like, no, you're right. We're going to get it. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, actual positive relationshiping.
Which, how often concept. Do we get that? Yeah, how often do we get that in the show?
So, do you have any... I think we did everything. We were so concise today.
I know. We have 30 minutes to just do whatever we want. Or I guess like we could just say bye. Bye now. Bye, everyone.
We still have to rate the episode and do our Discord questions and predict things. But did you have any other like stray things we missed? Oh, Lexi is going to visit Molly, which is the first time they mentioned her in like 8 trillion years.
We just the other day were like, she has a person in her life.
Yeah.
She looks great in the bangs. Gotta tell you.
She does.
The bangs are banging, as they say.
Mark is not invited to the dinner party.
Nope. Because he's a designated daddy. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think is important for me to say about this episode is I bought 2 new pairs of shoes this week. You ever just feel like you need 2 new pairs of shoes?
I actually do need new shoes because I work very long hours where I am on my feet almost exclusively the whole time, and I don't buy them because they're stupid expensive.
Yeah.
You have too many shoes.
No.
Stop buying things.
Stop. We have at least two people listen to our podcast. I can get shoes whenever
if
I want.
You just wait until January 21st, all the shoes will be free.
That's true. I forgot.
I know, right? Because the economy will be immediately fixed. Nothing will cost any money anymore, and everything will be perfect.
And my investments will be worth $1 trillion.
Exactly. And women will have no rights. What a perfect world.
The good old days.
Perfect world.
All right, so let's rate it then.
Yeah, let me get the Discord questions ready, too. I'm going to say... doop-a-doop-boop-boop. 4.2.
Yeah, this is an even 4 for me.
I think it's good. It's setting some stuff up. People are doing good stuff.
We didn't have Stark.
Acting moments. Stark wasn't there. Owen sucked. It's pretty standard at this point. Ended the Bailey and Eli situation.
Yep.
Question marking the Bailey and Ben situation.
Yep.
Question marking the Mark and Lexi situation.
Yep.
Setting up, you know, the Jackson story in general, just kind of building more on his character. Again, we talked last season about like what are they doing with him, and then they really seem to kind of find more of a path now, which is nice. Teddy and Henry continue to be happy little dinner party hosts.
He's still alive.
He's getting he got the thing. It's going well, it looks like. So.
Yeah. To add on to that, we see, I think there's different layers to people we're getting. So, like you said, Jackson is creating these new layers of introducing his family. You know, Weber's kind of like out there saying he's campaigning for Meredith. We've got Bailey who is having to navigate, like, what is my relationship status? Like, what's my deal? And then you've got Mark outwardly admitting and being proud about having a mentor. And remember earlier how he treated his quote-unquote mentors? They were coffee people. So,
well, and he even says to Derek, you know I hate teaching and I never teach unless it's, like, actually worth my time to do. So, like, fuck off.
Yeah. So there's a lot to be had in this episode. And also you have the medical drama of, like, it's a penis transplant.
That'd be wild.
The pinkest penis you ever done peened, you know?
You ever done peened. Okay. So we have several questions on Discord. Some of them we've definitely already talked about, but we'll hit the ones that we haven't.
Right.
Were you surprised at Catherine's specialty?
A little bit. I would imagine, like, it makes sense as you go on. It sounds like it's urology, right?
Yeah.
That area of expertise seems like a very delicate, very intense. It's not life-threatening, but it requires... That's fair, yeah. But it requires a very intense mastery of, like, precision and delicacy, kind of like plastics.
Yeah, it was kind of bumming me out how much she was shitting on plastics. I'm like, would you be even able to do this surgery without a plastic surgeon? Like, he's here. Like, they would be very involved in that kind of thing, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think. Okay. But not really surprised. Like I said, I had no expectations of it.
Yeah. Thoughts and feelings on Miranda's ongoing anger toward Meredith. Justified or excessive?
Justified. However, it's getting old. It's justified because Bailey is looking at it in black and white. What Bailey and Derek have in common is they're not looking at it as, like, Meredith was just trying to help Adele and Weber. And whether or not it was right or wrong for the trial or for medicine, it was right for someone they care about. And the fact that those two outcomes can't exist at the same time in Bailey and Derek's world is tough. But it's like, Bailey, maybe have a conversation with Meredith. Maybe have it out. Maybe be in the room for 2 seconds and talk to her.
It sometimes gets annoying, I feel, but I have to say, if I'm Bailey, I'm doing the same thing for sure, because I am the type of person to A, hold a grudge, but B, extra hold a grudge if it's on behalf of a friend.
Mm.
And I think she's definitely holding the grudge on behalf of Weber, specifically, like, the way his career took a hit because of what Meredith did. And so I think that's more where her anger is coming from. And I have to just, like, look at myself in the mirror and be very honest and be like, yeah, I'd be fucking pissed too if, like, someone made a choice that impacted a friend of mine that way.
Your mentor.
Yeah. So, like, realistically, I have to be like, yeah, it's kind of like getting old in the sense of a viewer, but in the sense of reality, that would just be me. So I simply cannot complain that much.
Fair. Yeah. I hear you. What other questions?
I believe we have... Way to go. How do you feel about Arizona saying to Mark, you're the babysitter? Was it meant to be like... just like a sign of the times? Was she meaning it to be an insult?
I think that was actually pretty jovial. I felt like
that
was...
I thought so too. I thought just because of the... He was like, why am I not invited? And she's like, because you're going to be the babysitter tonight. Like, I think it's more like when you have your daughter, you're a babysitter. I think it was just like, in this specific scenario, you're the person babysitting so that we can do something fun.
Yeah. And you know, it's like if you were going out to do a girls' night And Michael was like, well, why can't I come? It was like, you could say something to the effect of like, you're the babysitter, or like, you know, you're on daddy duty. It could be
I would
one
be
of
like
any,
you're not a girl.
Yeah, I mean, it could be one of any 1,000 things. So
yeah,
I didn't feel, I would say that if this was maybe a couple of months ago in Shauna time, I would have felt a little bit more frustrated with it. But the fact of the matter is that they've turned a corner, and I think it was just jovial.
Yeah, I think a context and delivery is important, and yeah. She like wasn't being malicious with it.
Yeah.
The next one is, do either of you cook like Christina and dance it out whilst in the kitchen?
I do not dance.
If I'm home alone. It is hard if anyone is here because the children are constantly also in the kitchen.
I will dance
trying to be involved.
While Jess cooks, but that's typically because Jess will listen to music while doing that stuff. I'm not a music and cooking person. Like, I also am not like, I don't like music in the home. Like, is that, I don't like using the Alexa and like playing music. I know a lot of people are like, I need music at all times. I don't like that.
I don't need it at all times, but I do like to, if I'm home alone, I like to have it on. If other people are here, I'm like, I cannot add more noise to everything
right.
You guys are doing.
Right.
It is overstimulating when everyone is in my house and there's so much noise and then they want to also put music on. I'm like, I can't have extra noise. It's already too much.
Speaking of things in your home, I told someone the story about how I made like basically all of your Costco eggs in one sitting. And had to be like, that's my bad. I'll buy you more eggs.
Well, it was just so, I was like, they just weren't, you just were only making an omelet. And it was just so many eggs in the omelet. And you were like, I thought I was making a small omelet with only 8 eggs. And I was like, that's just not, that's so many eggs. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was so at work, someone had brought in, they have chickens, they brought in farm fresh eggs, and they're like, oh, you should have some. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, we have eggs in my fridge at all times, because in one sitting I will just have a dozen eggs. And they're like, ha ha ha. They're like, ha ha ha, that's so funny. And I was like, I don't understand the joke here. Let me tell you.
Kidding.
So yeah, that was a fun moment.
Can't wait till eggs are free.
Yep. They'll pay you to take the eggs.
They're going to throw those eggs at me. That's probably true. So wait, what was the next one? Oh, I already asked, would you get the transplant or deal with the reconstruction? Again, we need more information.
I think if I have to choose between the two, I'm doing, like, if they're both readily available, I'm doing the transplant.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Maddie. We've seen Christina throw a housewarming party where her and Derek had wine on the roof, and now this episode has Teddy and Henry throwing a kind of dinner party. If you could get invited over to one, either Gray's couple or like group of people's house for dinner, who would it be?
Sadly, Owen is ruining it for Christina. I think I would go to Cali and Arizona's.
That does feel like a fun time.
Yeah.
As I feel like Mark would also be hosting, because he lives across the hall. And him and Arizona went through that phase during Callie's pregnancy when they were like cooking together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like that would be a good time.
Yeah. I would also not be opposed to, if I'm throwing this back to old couples.
I was just gonna, okay, you go first.
If only Preston Burke wasn't poopy. I would go to a dinner party with Burke and Christina.
I was going to say, take it back to season one when it was Meredith, George, Izzy, Alex living in that house,
oh,
throwing those parties.
Yeah.
I'd be at that party for so fast. Like, you let's
who
do
else?
Shots.
I would love to go to an Addison Forbes.
Oh,
Addison Adrian Forbes Montgomery.
You know,
party.
She's throwing a nice ass dinner party.
Oh, yeah. 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 I need to watch that show.
Yeah, you do.
I start taking the train next week.
I think
it
may have been Angie. Someone messaged me and was like, I've done the math. Maybe it was Callista. It was someone messaged me and was like, I've done the math. That's less than a whole episode per day.
Oh,
he can calm down.
It's too much.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. Everybody bully Carmen on my behalf, please.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I'll be good. I'll be good. I start taking the train tomorrow or next week.
I was like, no, you don't. You're in Atlanta. Who do you think the best cook on Grey's would be?
Ooh.
We know when Burke was there, we know he was very good because his mother like owned a restaurant. And Izzy was obviously quite the baker, but not so much with the cooking. Stop bouncing your leg.
Sorry.
You're shaking your computer.
My bad. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
We know Meredith can't even cook eggs.
Yeah.
They seem to bring it to eggs a lot.
Yeah. I feel like, do we know anything about Lexi cooking? I feel like she would be a good cook.
Didn't she cook for George when she was like hitting on him and making their apartment nice before he died? Did she cook for him?
I'm not going to say no because I don't know that I don't remember that, but I also might just not remember it.
I'm going to go with
maybe she did make macaroni or something.
I'm actually going to go with either Mark or Callie, and here's why. Mark strikes me as the kind of person who's just going to be good, just even replacement level good at everything. Like he could just luck himself into a situation and be like, oh yeah, like I could go and cook anything and it will turn out fine. I'm not a Michelin restaurant person, but I've never cooked a meal that I'm like, ugh, that was like terrible. Or like where they're burning and like the fucking smoke's coming out of the oven. I hate when I see that on TV. But like Mark seems like the kind of guy who could just cook and like luck into it.
Mm-hmm.
And Callie, I don't know why, but I get a feeling that like their family was like a home cooked, we're going to sit at the meal, we're going to have a meal at the dinner table kind of people. And she just picked up on that.
I could see that.
I mean, when you're the security guard for Genovia, you have to pick up something.
Right. I mean, they got private chefs in that castle.
Yeah. Who do you think? Do you think anyone's got some hidden cooking skills?
I feel like Lexi could cook.
That's probably fair. I do think that's probably true.
I remember that Ben made Miranda a meal on like one of their early dates. He like cooked for her at his home. He feels like he could really like grill some shit for me. Weber made a sandwich for Adele. I do love a sandwich.
You can't even eat it. Maybe that's why Adele didn't eat it. She's pregnant.
That already happened.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That was like not that long. They really did Adele dirty in this TV show. Damn.
Do you think Ben had anything to do with Miranda breaking up with Eli, even though she says doesn't? Yes.
Yes.
Explicitly.
Who's the band that says the reason is you? Is that Dashboard Confessional?
Oh yeah.
And the reason is you.
Okay. Would you let Eli get a meal first before breaking up with him, or do you? No, because I would be uncomfy the whole time and it would like seep into everyone else, would be like, why are they acting so weird?
If Teddy didn't know.
Yeah, yes. That's true. Yeah. Maybe, but still know. I don't know, it kind of would depend on my mood.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because sometimes, like, if you know, when you're like in a mood and then it's just like you can't really shut it down to go out in public, it's just hard. And then it like other people can read that something's going on, and especially your potential significant other should probably be able to read that something's wrong.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how hard do you think it is for Owen to watch Christina with Zola? I actively don't fucking care about how hard it is for him, because he should be able to separate the fact that his wife doesn't want a child from the fact that she can be good with her best friend's child. I have no sympathy for this man.
I am torn because I do have sympathy for this man, but not in...
Like, I have sympathy in... I'm like, well, I'm sorry that you knew she didn't want to have children and then you decided that she would just change her mind on her own because you're a moron.
Yeah, yeah. That is stupid.
And I'm sorry that you are married to someone who fundamentally wants different things than you. I do feel like that is a problem.
Yes.
But like, going to have to just deal with it or
don't.
Just stop having emotions. I don't know.
No, just have the divorce. Just get the divorce if you're that
upset. I mean,
that,
in my mind, that's what dealing with it is.
Yeah, like, and I'm not pro divorce. I don't. Also, I'm not anti divorce.
Love divorce. I'm just kidding.
Kelsey's
everyone
like,
get divorced.
I'm on my fourth
everyone
divorce.
Divorce for you. A divorce for you. Everybody gets a divorce.
Oh, man. I was gonna make a comment, but I can't. That's too rough.
Like, I do feel like, yes, you can still want a child, and yes, you can be bummed that your wife doesn't want a child, but like, you can also just appreciate the like.
Look at how good of an aunt she is.
Like, look how supportive she's being of her friends who are in this terrible situation. And also, like, do you think everyone who doesn't want a child has to hate all the children in the world? No. Like, it's just, you can be good with kids and still not want them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I feel bad that Owen will never have a child if he stays in a relationship with Christina. I don't feel bad that he's choosing to stay in that situation. That's why divorces exist. It's fundamental differences. That's okay.
That's also why conversations and listening to people before you get married exist.
Yes.
Because again, she told him this and he and his stupid little man brain just went, well, she'll change her mind.
And if only he had gone to a little bit of therapy, he could have maybe rationalized this moment as, I'm so glad that I married into someone who has this relationship with this beautiful family that is going through stuff, obviously. But look at this. At the end of it, there's going to be a little girl here. And I get to be a part of watching that kid grow up. And I get to be a light into that kid because of the woman that I married. That's mm-hmm. cool. And instead, he's just like, I'm going to go to this dinner party and shit my pants in front of everyone.
Because like, I'm mad.
Because I'm mad. And if I have to shit my pants in front of everyone and smell it, then you all need to just eat my butt. Like, I don't know, dude.
Gay.
Like,
so
Owen.
Much, so much he's saying.
So many emotions.
Okay, well, that's good. Those are all the questions. I'm trying to think if you need to predict anything else. I guess, do you want to predict anything for Owen and Christina?
I don't want to predict anything. I want to go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Well,
I do.
I'm going to allow it.
I predict that by, I think I said in the next two episodes, Zola will be a Derek hyphen Shepherd.
Shepherd hyphen Gray.
I'm crying. And it's not one of those, you know how there's sometimes when you say something and you don't realize you said it? The second it came out of my mouth, I was like, fuck, Carmen, you're so stupid.
I love it when that happens.
Oh, man.
That was good stuff.
Shepherd hyphen Gray or Gray hyphen Shepherd. I don't care, but I think it's going to be Zola in two episodes. They're going to get her back.
Okay.
Gosh, that was so funny.
Do you have anything?
I predict
a timeline on Owen and Christina doing anything.
I don't know. I think before the end of this season. No. Yeah, before the end of this season, Owen and Christina will have a divorce. And before the end of this season, Mark and Lexi will be back together. Mark my words. Mark Sloan,
my words.
My words. Yeah.
Bailey. Something for Bailey.
I'm okay with a will they, won't they going back and forth with Ben and Bailey for a couple episodes. I think that's mm-hmm. gonna be fun. I think that they're going to kiss. They'll at least have one kiss within the next 4 episodes, minimum.
Okay.
And then also, I'm going to predict that April did have sex with that guy. She's lost her virginity.
Okay. Anything else with April?
When ultimately Mark and Lexi get together, April and Jackson will get together.
Okay. Do you think Catherine will come back?
I sure hope so. Yes, absolutely. But you know what? She's going to come back at the same time as Harper at the same time.
Oh. Harper Avery. I remember when you watched that and you were like, oh my fucking God.
So.
You truly could not grasp. You were like, Harper fucking Avery, this show's so good.
I'm an idiot. I don't know how I get these. I can predict that Charles is going to get shot out of the ass crack of my butt. But I don't see
that's where the bullet came from.
The Harper Avery Award, Jackson Avery. I'm just so fucking dumb sometimes.
No, they do a good job. They sneak it in on you.
Who's the one that Arizona got? The Catherine Hill underbutt grant? Something in
Carter Madison.
Carter Madison. We're gonna meet that. We're gonna meet Carter Madison someday.
Okay, I think that's all the questions that I have.
Well. I love it.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
About anything? Okay.
I mean, I have lots to say about lots of things, but
yeah, me too. But we're both tired. We need to go to bed. Thank you guys for listening. And again, thank you for your patience with the episode delays that we have had. But we appreciate it. And we are working to hopefully not have to do that anymore. And we are thankful because Carmen has a new job. And that's very exciting. And we are thankful that I get to be pregnant again, but it does make me vomit sometimes. And sometimes that is hard.
And shout out to Kelsey for being up so damn late right now.
I am up quite a bit past my bedtime, but it is okay. Thank you guys for listening. Please keep sharing. Please keep reaching out. If you have emailed me recently and I have not responded, I do apologize. This past weekend was the first weekend since halfway through September that I didn't have to work a wedding and I was out of town, so I have not had a lot of chill recently, and also have been vomiting a lot, so two great combination of things. So I will respond if you've emailed me or reached out on Instagram and I haven't responded. I'm not ignoring you, I just have minimal brain capacity currently. But thank you all. Please keep sharing us and telling people, and leave us reviews. And we're working on getting a website and merch up. So reach out if you have any ideas on merch stuff that you want to see. And we just really appreciate you guys and your support and your patience. And just remember, if you see Carmen walking down the streets of Atlanta or Chicago or wherever the wind takes him.
Yeah, just remember, no spoilies. No spoilies. We'll do selfies and hugs and... we're so grateful for you guys. We're so grateful. We appreciate you all, and we'll see you all in the next one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.